is the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 771 in our original It's Your Business series at 771. And by my count, this should be a Tuesday, not to be confused with a Monday, right, Mr. Nelson?
It was Monday to me. Thanks for calling, Bill.
Well, that kind of happens, you know, and it was my thought this morning is, what day is this? Oh, I was in St. Louis yesterday at this time.
I actually even looked at your email and said, hey, the radio show. And I'm like, well, okay, I'll make sure I'm there tomorrow. And then you called.
Right on cue.
Right on cue. Thanks.
And the guy that's laughing is Jim LaDuke. He just walked in. He knew what day it was. Of course, he is Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota.
Morning, Bill.
You didn't have any trouble keeping track of what day it was.
Well, I've got a lot more experience than Paul does.
That's right. The elder.
The elder.
The elder.
All right. Generally, we have three. The third hasn't arrived yet. He's the handyman, 910 East 10th. But we do have some figures out this morning. And, gentlemen, it's from the City of Sioux Falls building permits. And it is the first business day of September. So let's share the first 8 months. Any reactions as we go through would be appreciated. And, again, if you have questions, you like questions in this show, Paul.
We like questions. Please call us. If you got something to ask, please ask.
336-1320. Anything they should be asking about, Jim?
Well, we're going to have as far as lighting is concerned, we're going to have a very demanding learning curve in lighting in the near future due to the fact that LED lighting is taking over the lighting industry. It's something that the public is really going to have to learn about, and we're going to do everything we can at Lamps and Shades to educate them on what's available and how to choose the proper lighting for whatever the tasks or activities are.
If you have questions, 336 1320, the number to call. All right, getting back to the permits. Number of permits, January through August, first 8 months of the year. A year ago at this time, we were at 5295. This year, we're at, is that number right? 8171? Is that possible? Does that make sense to you?
I think it makes sense.
Which means it would be a big increase.
Big increase.
Dollar-wise, $446.8 million a year ago, $396.7 million this year, and a lot of that would be because of the big projects in 2013.
Right. Correct? That would be correct.
All right. When we go down the list, residential, a year ago, $187.9 million, January through August. This year, $170.8 million. What do you think?
We're close.
And it's not far away, and when you throw in 2012, that number was 106.4. So the last 36 months, not too bad?
Not too bad. Bill, I think the rush is yet to come. We have fall build.
Really?
You pop a bunch of basements in the ground, keep busy for all winter, we're going to have a great year.
You know, what we do quote from the city are building permits. What we do quote from the Real Estate Association are sold homes. When we look at this, and the real estate numbers have been back about 10, 12% for the year, maybe 14%. What you see it as a strong finish to 2014?
By judging...
First-hand information.
By judging from the builders I talked to, the real estate people I talked to, my own phone ringing... It's, I met with a customer last night, holiday night, want to build a house yet this year. So still time.
And Bill, the figures that you're quoting there are all for the city of Sioux Falls, and that doesn't include Brandon and
does not include anything in the four county area, which the Real Estate Association always quotes.
Yeah.
There is a bit of a difference.
So there is a tremendous amount of building going on outside of Sioux Falls.
The other figure that we continue to quote, and Paul Nelson just smiles when he hears this number, and that is the addition and remodeling number. When you added 2012-2013, you had just a little over 60.6 million together. This year, first 8 months of the year, 68.9 million. Does your back tell you that that's how busy it's been?
Once again, your phone doesn't lie. Talked to a real estate agent actually Saturday, whatever day it was. And the clients that she was talking about, you know, do we sell, do we remodel, do we build? I think a lot of people like where they're at. So it's like, okay, our house is 20 years old, time to update. So they're all good numbers. It all relates to dollars for the city, relates to dollars for the real estate people, keeps all us builders, remodelers very busy.
When you look at the new non-residential numbers, you'll see a year ago, 22.8 million. This year, 4.2 million. Commercial, 19.5. This year, 4.9. The office, institutional, and educational, this is where it changes, was 6 million last year, 22.5 million this year. What's the story?
Wow. I didn't realize that's a big number. That's a huge jump.
It really is.
So you're saying that's retail.
That's retail.
Retail.
As good as that sounds, 6 million in 2013 compared to 50.6 million in 2012. So the biggest of the years, you know, we've talked about how strong 13 and 14 were. It was big for the office, institutional, and educational in 2012. So when you look at all of that and you realize single family units, 536 first 8 months of 2013, 429 this year. The townhome units, 205 in 2013, 143 this year. And multifamily units went from 848 to 707. That's still a lot of business that's going on. If 2013 was a record year, maybe it won't be a photo finish, but it'll be a strong finish.
It's going to be a strong finish. As you're sitting there rattling off all them numbers, to me, I'm thinking to myself, no wonder we can't. There's no help available. Everybody, doesn't matter whether you're building, remodeling, commercial, apartments, everybody's busy.
Yeah. And then you throw in the two hailstorms we had and the damage it did and the repair that is an emergency that has to be taken care of immediately. So,
you know, when you look at those numbers, not only affects the builders, it affects the vendors, those people that worked so hard with Paul. And my guess is with what you talked about with the learning curve and all this building of the permits that are out there, LED lights, probably a big part of it.
It is for us. We're seeing a tremendous demand by the public for LED lighting and the information and knowledge about LED lighting. They know enough about it to really prime the pump and get them interested in buying. I don't think there's a week go by that we don't have at least one customer saying, I'm replacing all my lights with LED.
Really?
Yeah.
Do builders understand the importance of the LED, Paul? I know you understand a lot of things, but I wonder on the lighting side if that might be an area that certainly illuminates everything, but maybe the lights haven't always gone to the top as quickly.
I would say that your customer with the internet anymore, Jim, well aware of, these customers know what's coming, what's here, questions to ask. They've got a lot of the answers. Sometimes it's not quite in the order, but at least they've talked about it at home. They're smart enough to ask questions. Exactly. I know nothing about it. I'm going to say, Mr. Customer, go to the internet, go to Lamps and Shades. They know.
Well, and
not necessarily in that order.
Not necessarily in that order.
As far as Paul's concerned, LED lighting is a selling point for him. He can sell to his customer that he has the latest in lighting that's going to be energy efficient for them, and they're already wanting it to begin with. So, I think it's just a plus all the way around.
Hey, Jim, isn't your, like, all the under cabinet lights, we've pretty much all switched over to the LED under there, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm sitting there with a ton of the old style.
It's nicer light when you put that LED under your cabinets.
It really is, and you've got the choices of the color rendering capability of the light that you're going to put in there. And what really surprises me is I had anticipated most people were going to want the warm color light. It's about 50-50 for a white light and a warm light.
We're talking to the remodelers this morning. It's show number 771 in our original series. Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, 366-1116. You weren't ready with the symbol, were you? I finally got it.
I still got you.
Yeah. Yes, you did. Jim LeDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota. If we have real estate people out there, if we have people that are in the building side of it, you'd like to join in our conversation this morning, please call 336-1320. It's all about the remodeling side. It's all about the figures that just came out from the city on the permits. And next Monday, if Tim Hansen has them out from the Real Estate Association, we'll share the builders and the realtors with their numbers for the month. We still have the Parade of Homes to talk about, more on LED lightings. We'll talk as well about some rebates, all a part of the Remodeler Show on this. Welcome back. It is the first business day of September 2014. We started with the remodelers. We just shared the business numbers with you. The permits is issued by the city of Sioux Falls. You know, Jim, as you were talking about that, what do you think with the business, and we could ask Paul the same thing, with Harrisburg, with Brandon, with T, with all of those in the four-county region that make up the metropolitan service area, how much of that would be outside of Sioux Falls? My guess is you get a lot of business that's outside of Sioux Falls, lighting, and I'll bet Paul does a lot of work outside of Sioux Falls as well.
Well, for us, probably in the remodeling and the new home construction, over half of it is outside of Sioux Falls.
What would you guess?
Mine's not a whole lot. I do a little bit outside of city limits, but most of mine's in town.
Well, yeah, every town has got builders in them,
right,
and that sort of thing, but they don't have a lighting store in Harrisburg, or they don't have a lighting store in welcome.
Is this the 9:30 show, Bill?
Quit picking on this guy.
But, we draw from a much larger retail trade area than Sioux Falls' normal trade area because they don't have a lighting store in the small towns.
Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th. We were just talking about the building permits that were out and the amount of work that's done on the remodeling side and how much of that would actually come outside of Sioux Falls. And from the handyman side?
Yeah, a lot of small towns don't have a plumbing store either. You know, they probably hard to scrape up a toilet. So a lot of our sales are made from Aberdeen to Pier, Fort Pier, down south of there in Vivian, and a whole big circle that they know that we have a big selection of stuff, and it's their house. They want to put in their house what they want.
So, talking a different marketplace, and we've talked a little bit this morning, would you find that your business has been busier this year with the remodeling, because we're seeing a lot of remodeling permits. That was up, what, maybe 15-20% over last year. Is that
Our sales are up in July. They were up quite a bit in July. That's a really cool thing.
Now, I notice you have a new sale in September. You're still walking people through it?
That's right. We walk you through it.
So what should we share with the audience out there from Vivian all the way to Aberdeen and points in between as to what they can find at the Handyman?
Well, we specialize in bathroom stuff, you know, toilets, remodeling showers, really cool onyx-colored showers.
Onyx?
Onyx showers.
There's been an onyx sighting?
We really do.
Do you have any white toilets?
We have a couple of white toilets, too. We have the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life is the new lighted mirrors that we have. They have technology that they put a light, a fluorescent, color-corrected light in the mirror itself, and it shines out. So if you have a bathroom that isn't lit very well, they're so cool. You look at them in the mirror and you think, oh, I didn't know I had that little pimple on my cheek or something. You can really, really see yourself in them. The women walk into the store and they put a beeline for those mirrors. They are so cool. We have bathroom lighting on sale this month. We have, of course, toilets on sale. We have really cool Delta faucets that are, they have different style of faucets, goes in and out like clothing, and the different faucets are we have pull out faucets for your kitchen sink, and we have different bathroom lavatory faucets that are on sale.
I noticed garbage disposals this month as well. Is that because of the abundance of veggies and everything we've had this summer?
garbage disposals get used in September. Yeah, I used mine this weekend. We made a batch of salsa and garbage disposals we sell a lot of them.
I noticed, too, that you had the 48 and 60-inch seated showers this month, and you've got a couple of brands that you're quoting.
We have seated showers, and we have a special shower that is made to replace a bathtub. It has the most a real shower has the shower in the center drain. It's in the middle. And we have showers that are replacement showers that have a right or left hand, so they'll go in where your bathtub drain is, and you don't have to mess around with the plumbing. I bet you Paul's put a couple of those in.
Well, these guys are now warmed up. They're ready to go. We still have the Fall Parade of Homes to talk about. We'll talk about lighting. We'll talk as well about what's going in Vivian to Aberdeen and all points in between. All part of the remodelers.
Plastic surgery is not just for women.
Welcome back. It's Your Business this morning, the Remodelers Show. Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th. Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades, Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota. And Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, his office. Just call 366-1116. Is that the way you would want me to say that, Paul?
Perfect.
All right, if you have questions, 336-1320. These guys want to hear your questions this morning. I want to see if you can stump them. That's what I want to do. But we do have the Fall Parade of Homes coming up now that we're in September, Steve. Steve thought we were still maybe August. But we are in September, September 13th to the 15th, 20th to the 22nd. What's the rundown on the Fall Parade?
Well, we have got 59 homes entered. There's two featured homes. I believe, is that like $5 to get in them? And that goes to our CARE Foundation?
Right.
So the two featured homes cost you. The other 57 do not. There's one in Madison, T, Harrisburg, Brandon Valley, and Sioux Falls are where they all are at. So come out and support them.
For people that have just moved to the area, and, you know, if you listen to the mayor and you listen to other folks, we have 4,000 or 5,000 people move to this area every year. What's the importance of the Parade of Homes, and what can they learn if they go out and take the look?
Well, you've got houses spread all over. One, you know, you've got one in a couple different towns, but for the most part, they're in Sioux Falls. You can, you get to go out and see the different developments in town, what side of town, the different builders, different style of houses, whether handyman supplied the plumbing fixtures, Jim's got the light fixtures. You get to kind of just see a wide variety of new stuff in these new houses.
And you can go to the HBA website to get more information.
Yes. Available. And what...
You should know.
I should, but I...
And I should know, too. I was on the marketing committee for, seems like forever.
I got a blank.
But it's Home Builders Association of Sioux Empire. Yeah. You start there, you'll find it. Trust me. But
Jim, you know?
I'm not sure, but it's...
Annette.
SiouxFallsHomeBuilders.com?
Sioux
Empire,
man.
Google it.
Yeah, just...
That's how bad we are. We're all involved, and we don't know our own website.
That's okay. But there are 59 homes.
It's like, do you know your own phone number?
September 13th, the 15th, the 20th, to the 22nd. It does give people a chance to go out.
One thing, one of our guys at Handyman last year went to a bunch of them, and he noticed last year, and Paul backed me up on this, that the grays are really coming on now. It's a strange thing. It's been a brown and tan for 10 or 12 or 15 years, but the grays really, really changed up. He really noticed that on the new homes. Paul?
That is correct. You have seen a lot of gray.
Yeah.
You've seen a lot of the dark, you know, the darker colors. I think you're starting to see that switch back to a little bit lighter. But, yeah, I from what I've seen and visiting with different decorators, my own clients, I don't know if there's a right or a wrong on what you can do, what woods you mix. I mean, it's just kind of a wide variety of what's going on.
Were you involved in the judging of the remodeling projects up in the Twin Cities?
No.
I was on that again this year, and I was absolutely flabbergasted at the number of white kitchens and white remodel jobs.
No, don't tell white. Steve Swenson that.
Yeah. But
is that white toilets?
You want your toilet white.
Gray was...
Get closer to the microphone.
You want your toilets white. Okay. Kitchens, maybe not so much.
Okay.
But we've done... I think I'm on my third bathroom remodel, and every one of them have been white cabinets.
Really? Wow. Do you try to talk them out of it?
You don't. You know what? No. Here, I was telling you about my customer last night. I'm a little opinionated.
A little?
But
there's an exaggeration.
But you're still the boss. Yeah. I mean, you go into Jim's store, you go into the handyman. I mean, most of the people are in there for ideas. I'm not afraid to give my idea, but you are still the boss. Mm-hmm. What you decide on is your choice. Don't let me influence you. Don't let me talk you out of something that you really want. I'm just opening the door to get the big picture. And that would be for all of our businesses.
Yeah, we're going to try to give an unbiased opinion of all of the options available to the customer and let them make their own decision.
That's why we use our catchphrase, we'll walk you through it. We try to help you figure out what you want. Not what we want you to buy, but what you want to buy.
Prada Homes. Let's go back there a little bit and talk about what you supply to it. Obviously, it leads us into the LED lights and that learning curve that you want to address today.
Well, yeah, it's something that we're not leading it. The customer is actually demanding it. They're coming in wanting the information and wanting to know everything they can about LED lighting. It's going to replace fluorescent a whole lot faster than we ever dreamed possible.
For those people that haven't heard you talk before, the LED actually provides you a better lighting at a cheaper cost.
Well, yes, it gives the initial cost is higher, but the overall savings in energy and replacement bulbs is a payback period measured in a couple to 3 to 5 years.
Give us the 90% and 10% rule again.
Well,
compared to an incandescent bulb.
Well, that's on energy efficiency. The incandescent light bulb is 90% heat and 10% light. The LED light bulb is 90% light and 10% heat.
Crazy.
So instead of lighting your house with a heating element, you're lighting it with
a lighting element.
Yeah.
You know, they do a fall parade. They also do one in the spring. It seems like you have a lot less light in the fall. And that's a time of year. What are you pulling that microphone for? You
did somebody notice at 6 o'clock in the morning it's still like blackout, and at 8 o'clock it's getting black? Why is that, Jim?
It has to do with the equinox.
is that a chivy?
It's going to get worse before it gets better, Jim. Is that right?
Well, it runs in cycles.
I was leading into your
sunset tonight is 8 o'clock, if that's what you were asking.
But your light bulbs that make you feel better.
You've done this show before, haven't you?
I've done that. I was just trying to lead him into it. Just boom.
Well, typically the people don't start feeling the effects of the lack of light until about November. But it's a very big issue for an awful lot of people.
It started to affect me already. I might want to sleep till 7. I'm going to have to start going to bed at 8:30.
One of the guys I play golf with goes to bed at 8:30, even in June. The sun's still up for an hour.
He only wanted to play 12 holes, right? Jim LeDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota. Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th. And Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction. We're going to take a break, but we want you guys to give your contact information. I know you can't remember the HBA website. Can you remember your own? That's the question this morning.
I've got mine. PaulNelsonConstruction.com, 366-1116, cell number.
Handymanhome.com, 336-0316. We'll answer the phone.
LampsandShadesInc.com.
They're the remodelers. I mean, they're here. They want to answer your questions. We've learned more about gray. We've learned about the learning curve. We've learned about onyx and what color toilets? That'd be white toilets.
White.
Right? White, yeah. When we come back, we'll see if we can change the discussion. LeDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota. Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, 366-1116. And Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th. We always talk in the show about the remodeling areas you can make money from if you're going to sell the house. And we mentioned garages, additions, fireplaces. What else should we put on that list?
Bathrooms.
Necessarily white bathroom?
No, but if a lot of people looking at a house, you know, one of the most expensive rooms is the bathroom and the kitchen. If you can put a new kitchen sink in and a new faucet, you can change the whole look of your kitchen. If you put a new vanity top and maybe a vanity, some new towel bars, you know, quite often the shower won't need replacing, and the shower is the hard part. If you have to do the shower, you're going to take the whole thing. Your whole bathroom's going to be gutted. If you just have to, just a new vanity top, it's a less than a day project. You know, it's a pretty easy deal. And you can turn it and not spend very much money, not have a lot of labor, and make your bathroom look really updated.
Have a call. Mike, what's your question this morning? This is Tuesday.
Get along,
you
guys.
Like it's not Monday.
Get along.
All right, Mike, what's your question for the remodelers?
Might be a little off subject, but we wanted to put maybe a three-season room on the outside, you know, there's something right next to the house. We got a spa, 6-8-person spa, and I heard there's rules, laws about how close the power line overhead can be. Now, if we cover that spa with a building or, you know, a framework, is that still in effect? Is it still got to be a 20-foot rule or 12-foot, whatever it is?
Your electric, if I remember this correctly, if you got a power line going over your house, I want to say it's a 5-foot rule above your house, but... Okay. As long as your spa is inside that room, then it wouldn't be, I mean, that would take that power line out of that, but XL Energy would be probably the one to answer that, or the city. I suppose they've got a code for that, too.
Now, this one I'm talking about, just this is the one that goes to our house, supplies the power from the pole.
Yeah, but it's that's still live power coming from the pole into your house, so that all plays into how high it can be or how high it should be off the peak of your roof.
Okay. We got XL, huh?
XL or the city.
Are you calling inside the city of Sioux Falls?
Yeah.
Okay. That would make a difference.
Too. Yeah. I want to say it's 5 foot, but I could be off a foot one way or the other.
What I heard was if the power line is to break off your house and it's live wire, that wire, if it's swung free, could be within 10 feet of like the spa, you know, so it couldn't land in the water or do something.
And then
I thought, well, if you build a roof over it, you know, if you have even a gazebo over it, that would take it out of play, I would think.
I would think that you are on the right path there. But you're right, with it being open water, and you've got that high line over it, that's a whole different rule with no roof on over you.
10-foot rule, I think, is what somebody told me, but anyway.
XL or the city would be the one that would know that answer for sure.
So which one of you three want to build a three-season room for me?
366-1116, Paul Nelson.
And I don't see the guy with the lights or the guy with the handyman running to the phone, Mike.
Okay.
You give me a call, and I'll come out and help you take care of it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
All right, and you certainly can weigh in this morning, 336-1320, if you'd like to join the conversation. Garages. Seeing more and more garages that are painted up. The flooring is better. That's sometimes the first place the man goes.
Man cave. One of my buddies owns the Pocket Lounge, and when the cigarette smoking rule came into effect, he lost 30% just overnight. And he says all them guys are drinking beer and smoking cigarettes in their own garage now. So the man caves are definitely way higher than they used to be.
Paul, with what you see with people wanting remodeling, wanting to sell the house, that garage is a pretty important part of what the man is going to look at when he goes in the house, just like the kitchen, the bedrooms, certainly not the man cave, are to the women.
Right. I mean, that garage, and it doesn't necessarily even have to be the man cave. The wife comes home with the minivan full of kids. Is she going to want to park outside, carry all the groceries in the rain and the snow? No, that garage, no matter man, woman, that garage is very, very important. And like Steve said, there's some stuff we do in them. It's crazy. Like all my new houses, we put hot and cold water in a floor drain in every one of them. Doesn't matter the price, because who doesn't want hot and cold water in a floor drain in their garage? They can always insulate it. They can always deck it out how they want. But I start with the basics, and then we've painted the floors, drywalled them, trimmed them just like the inside. Come back a month later, and the pictures and the signs and what you see in them garages, the TVs. We're just building a house for my kid's friend, and they go big screen TV area inside the garage. So
I've been talking to a lot of people that have been buying and selling houses recently, and the number one issue is a three-car garage.
Sure, the women want you to have a man cave, too. Then you can get the heck out of their house.
And he's freshly married.
Yeah, I know.
As you were saying.
Anyway,
it's important.
The issue of the three-car garage really become big.
Who doesn't have, I mean, whether it's, The kids are all gone. Ma and Pa, they each got a car. But all of a sudden, they're 50, they're 55. Hey, let's go get a sports car. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's get the motorcycle. Boats. So, yeah, that third stall garage is huge.
A storage for stuff. I got a neighbor that's got, you know, three-car garage, and two of their cars sit out in the driveway.
Here's the one that I like. We're building this big garage, and they go, can we put a ladder up? Look at all that storage space up in the rafters. And I'm like, do you realize when you put it up there, you should just throw it away because you're never going to look at it? Some laugh and some don't like that.
We got to take a break. Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades, Lighting Gallery, Steve Swenson, the handyman, they're the remodelers. For a brilliantly simple approach today, show number 771 in our original It's Your Business series. Just enough time for each to kind of give us their spiel as to what's important as we're now in September, Steve.
Well, we always remind everybody that we have the best remodeling showers on the planet. Sterling showers, locked together with no caulk seams. You know, you have to tear your old one out probably with a sledgehammer or a sawzall. But the new one goes in with four pieces and they lock together, no caulk seams. They go in so easy. Paul is just over here shaking his head. Yes, they're awesome. They're a real fix for anybody's shower that if you need to replace your shower.
Jim from Lamps and Shades.
Oh, I'm sorry. And they're on sale this month too. September now, you know.
Oh, it is September now. What month did you think it was when you came in?
Yeah.
What did you want to know about Lamps and Shades, Bill?
I wanted you just to give us what you want the customers to know.
Well, we want them to know where we're at, which is 33rd Minnesota Avenue. Phone number is 332-6680, and our website is lampsandshadesinc.com.
And if you have questions about the learning curve for LED lights, Jim's your man. Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction. I know you're still looking for labor. You got the Pray to Homes. What else you got?
Well, we're hoping for a long fall, actually. We've got enough rain. I mowed my grass 3 times in the last 2 weeks, and usually this time of year you never mow, so we don't need any of that. We're busy. It's time to probably start thinking about if you're going to do some winter projects, bathrooms, kitchens, basement finishes. Paul Nelson Construction can help you out. 366-1116 or paulnelsonconstruction.com.
We started the show with the building permits from the city of Sioux Falls. It showed that the remodeling permits and the overall permits consistently higher than they were a year ago, first 8 months of the year. And next Monday, we're scheduled to have the remodelers maybe listen in as we talk to the Realtors Association and the Home Builders, all a part of our monthly report card. Glad you could join us this day after Labor Day. I'm Bill Zortman. My time's up. Thank you for yours.